definitely human.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Like the recording.
Shut it! We need to all get a grip. Virgil, report nature of major incident.
I'm sorry, Captain Charlie. Internal sensors are banjaxed.
What?
Can't he just tell us in English?
Something's taken out the internal sensors.
Great. What now?
It felt like an explosion.
An explosion?
The hull seems to be holding for now.
So what exploded?
Shit.
What is it, son?
It's the SCOG.
What's the SCOG?
A self-contained oxygen generator. Bringing it up on video now.
We need to get that fire under control.
This is what happened on the tape. They all died. You all died.
I said shut it. Concentrate on the problem in hand. How bad is that fire? Jansen.
What? Sorry, it's contained to that section of the ship. The fire doors must have triggered, but if we lose the SCOG, well, we've already lost most of our reserves. We wouldn't last long.
So what do we do?
Release the fire doors, go in, and extinguish it.
Right. Get me an extinguisher.
No. I'll go.
You? What, can you cope?
Someone needs to assess the damage, and I don't see any of you lot being able to do it.
Fine, but I'm coming with you. Is that okay, Captain?
Knock yourself out.
What, is that the kind of inspiring pep talk that made you famous?
You ready?
No.
Sure you don't want me to go?
Fewest people who have to suffer, the better. Pass me the extinguisher.
Here.
Computer, lift fire door.
Attention. I don't think that's a cool idea, Sam.
Just do it.
Are you all right in there?
Just the usual fire stuff. Here goes nothing. I did it.
Did you doubt it?
Yes! Again, everyone died on that tape!
But we are still alive. Thanks to you. Do you have to?
Do I have to eat? Yes, I do.
I meant... You know what? Forget it.
Fireman Sam!
Captain Birdseye.
How long till we suffocate?
Oh, come on.
I've done my best to repair the Skog. As far as I can tell, we're okay. For now.
As far as you can tell?
Look, I don't know, all right? If we were on the surface, I'd bloody make sure it was working perfectly. But we're not on the surface, and we're never going to be on the surface again, are we?
All right, please. Do you think the Skog will hold out?
I don't know. Maybe ask Marcus, it's his sub.
Any idea what caused the explosion in the first place?
No, and after everything we've put Virgil through, I'm surprised more things haven't exploded.
What's going on with getting external comms back?
Oh, I'll just do everything, shall I?
Where is Marcus?
I don't know. Off sulking somewhere. That tape must have got to him.
You don't look like you're doing much better.
We just heard ourselves die, Dr. Straker, so pardon me if I'm not at my most chipper.
Sorry.
What do you make of it?
It's not a fish, so it's not my area of expertise.
Maybe it was the company, right? Put it down here to mess with our heads.
Pretty elaborate, isn't it?
We are stuck in a submarine that won't let us surface, in a bottomless pit to nowhere, and we recently had a conversation with a dead man, so no, not really.
So the tape, you think it's fake? A social experiment or something?
I don't know what I think. I know I don't want to end my day stuck in some tin can miles beneath the sea. All the ways I thought I'd kick the bucket. This doesn't even make my top 20.
You don't really have a top 20, do you?
No. But we all think about it, don't we? The end.
I don't.
Oh, of course you do. If not the end, then, you know, what comes after? You want to be remembered, don't you?
Not especially.
Rubbish. Everyone wants to be remembered. I wanted to be a hero.
At least that's honest.
Make up for being just a fake captain for the telly. I wanted to do one thing that people would actually look back on and say, look at that! Charlie Dresden went down to the deepest point in the earth and look what he found. Now I'll just end up a name on a list of casualties.
Well, you mope all you like. I've got work to do.
Come in, please. I know you're there. I know I didn't imagine you. Laura? Laura? I just want to understand what's going on.
You know what's going on, Marcus.
Laura, thank God. It is you, right? I mean, Sam thinks the radio isn't working, but I appreciate you probably just want communications kept to a minimum. Just you and me, considering how reliable this lot have turned out to be, yeah? Laura?
I'm really sorry, Marcus. That's just not the case. It's not the case at all.
What?
This is awkward. I'm not really Laura. Just as I wasn't really Stephen. Do you understand?
What? You're not... Oh, God, you're that thing.
Bingo!
Yeah, you're here!
Yes. I thought this would be the most comforting way of contacting you. Your faith in the company is super strong in your mind, and that's touching. It really is.
So Sam's right? The radio isn't working?
You're no more important to the company than any of the others. I'm really sorry to break it to you. You must be feeling pretty awful right now.
I don't believe you.
Yes, you do. Sure, you tell yourself that you're important to Advantage, but you know, deep down, you know that you're small fry. That's why you had to suck up to Laura. She's opened some doors for you, hasn't she? But it doesn't matter. You can make yourself useful, but you'll never be irreplaceable.
No. You're not real. You're just a ghost like Stephen.
I am real. And I know what's deepest in your mind. You've painted yourself as the essential link between the crew and Advantage. But you saw the file on Laura's hard drive.
No!
That was careless of me. My bad. You've done good work. You've got this far. Further than anyone thought. But be honest with yourself. How did you think you'd actually get out of this?
Stop it, please!
Because Advantage doesn't have a plan for you, Marcus. How could they? They're just a company. All they care about is profits. And not to put too fine a point on it, but they just see you as a tool. If you break, well, they can replace you, can't they? And you will break, Marcus, if you carry on like this. But it's not all doom and gloom. There is another way. I can help you, if you'll let me.
You're sure? Absolutely certain?
Confirmed. Detailed scans conclude that the disaster recovery data recorder, currently in the laboratory, was issued to the deep submergence vehicle Virgil, and is identical to the unit currently in position above the command module.
But how is that possible?
Insufficient data.
I wasn't really asking you.
Got any gloves I can borrow? I want to jury-rig a signal buoy and I don't want to get my hands dirty.
What?
It's my master plan. We launch a signal buoy up with a line, we stick a unit on the buoy to tie it into Janus, use the line from the buoy to Virgil to transmit.
Right.
I'll just get on with it and tell you when it's done. Then everyone can finally tell me how brilliant I am. What's your problem?
The black box?
It's not a black box.
The black box. I've run through the code, the serial numbers. I've even had the computer scan the outside of the physical boxes. They are absolutely identical.
You're trying to find a rational explanation. I get it, but it's pointless.
Come on, Sam.
Why won't you accept the most obvious explanation?
Please, Sam, you have to stop this. This isn't... We're not in hell.
No. We're in purgatory.
Purgatory?
This is our chance to atone for what we've done. All of us. And if we do that... Maybe we can get out of this place.
And ascend to heaven?
So what's your explanation?
I don't know, all right? I know this is way beyond my understanding. It's not even my field of science. Maybe it's a hallucination. The SCOG could have been malfunctioning for days and we could all be suffering from hypoxia. Or maybe this is all real and we've come into contact with a Virgil from an alternate reality or something.
How is that any better than my theory? Door's locked.
Computer, what's wrong with the lab door?
Attention. Lockdown is now in effect.
What? Put me through to the command module.
I'm sorry, Marion. I am unable to establish communications link with the command module.
Well, who can I talk to then?
Captain Charlie Dresden is in the lounge.
Put me through.
Connected.
Charlie, what is going on? Virgil says we're in lockdown?
Help me! For God's sake!
Charlie! Charlie!
Get back! Get back!
What the hell's going on? Can you hear me?
There are my legs! God, Jesus!
What?
Shut up, we've been invaded! The lounge is full of crab things! Get up! Get up!
Are you okay?
How have we been breached? We'd feel it, surely.
That explosion?
I checked. The hole was intact.
Other vents?
Can you describe these
Crab things! They're crab things! There might be 100 here. All over walls. I can see more in the corridor. Where are you, the lab? Make sure you're sealed in. Now go for a while.
No.
Might be too late for him. How did this happen? How is this possible? Oh, damn it! Oh, Christ, it's no good. It's no good.
Charlie?
Dr. Strange, we need to find a way to purge the Virgil. I'll head for the lab. Be ready to... Just be ready, all right? I... Oh, no.
Charlie!
Attention. Lounge communications has failed.
Re-establish the link.
The internal sensor grid has been compromised and is currently unavailable.
Where's Charlie? Can you tell me if he's still alive?
What the hell is going on out there?
Marcus? You're right, sweetie. I thought I'd better check in, see how you're doing.
I'm fine. I'm fine now.
That's really great. Just just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. That the case?
My life is a lie. My whole life. I gave everything I had left to this company. I thought it loved me like I loved it. And you know what? I don't blame it. It's my fault. I was too stupid to realise it was just a company like any other. They don't care about me. Why should they?
That's really brave of you, Marcus. It takes guts to admit that. I'm proud of you.
I've got nothing left.
Now, that's not true. You've got this cool submarine, haven't you? And the others? Let me help you, Marcus. Let me help you save them. They're counting on you, you know. Marion and Sam and, yes, even Charlie.
Save them? Save them? What do you mean?
You were chosen. All of you. That's why you keep coming down here. Over and over and over again. It's your purpose. Your destiny. And that's great. But there are always a couple of hiccups along the way. Sometimes bad things happen. Now, if we work together, I think we can make it. But you have to trust me, Marcus. Can you do that? You have to trust me, and you have to keep going. You can't give up now.
Why? Why can't I give up? We're in a bottomless pit. You said, when you looked like Stephen, you said we can only keep on going down forever.
But now, things are different. Attitudes have changed. Eyes have been opened. This time, you're ready. I can feel it. You'll be the one, Marcus. You'll be the one to make contact.
Make contact with what?
Oh, come on. You know. With me, of course. The real me. I've been waiting for you, Marcus. I'm just a little further down.
That was Down, Part 17, written by Matthew Woodcock, starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, E.J. Martin as Laura Memtorn, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.